Humboldt County is launching an initiative to get local businesses ready for and capable of participating in a major up-and-coming industry, offshore wind energy. At its April 23rd meeting, the county's Board of Supervisors approved an agreement with local and regional business support groups on a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, on the initiative. The effort, known as the WindLink Initiative, stems from a November 2022 resolution calling for community involvement in offshore wind development. The county's Department of Economic Development is a key player in effecting that, and its director, Scott Adair, explained the work that's led up to WindLink's launch.
As an economic development agency, we've been thinking about what exactly it is that our business community is going to need if offshore wind does come to fruition, so that they are able to engage in and participate in this industry. So we had some conversations with our local trades and contractors. Specifically, we worked very closely through the Humboldt Builders Exchange, which is an organization comprised of local general contractors, electricians, welders, HVAC companies, and other construction and trades related industries, and identified that of the components or the subcomponents that would typically go inside of a turbine, that today there are approximately 30 or more components that a Humboldt County business could either manufacture, install, or service.
Adair said meetings with business development groups, including the Small Business Development Center of Northern California, Cal Poly Humboldt, and the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, took place. Those discussions shaped the WindLink Initiative. Adair described what the initiative aims to do,
which is to provide those companies, those contractors and tradespeople who I'd referred to earlier, with education, resources, access to capital, networking opportunities, other support, technical assistance, training, etc., that they might need in order to engage in the wind industry. We're currently funding this through some seed funding from our additional assistance grant. We'll be working with partners to identify additional funding for this initiative as we move forward. We are working closely with Oceantic, which is a nationwide, actually an international offshore wind trade alliance comprised of contractors and tradespeople and other suppliers of and servicers of subcomponents. And we're also working with the California Manufacturing Technology Consulting Group as we put this initiative together.
Asked for more detail on funding, Adair said this initial phase of the effort is entirely grant-funded. The subsequent effort to raise money for capital assistance will include searching for additional grant funding. Also at the meeting, supervisors approved the revocation of a cannabis cultivation permit in the Bridgeville area. The permit for 5,000 square feet of outdoor cultivation and 7,600 square feet of mixed light cultivation became effective in the summer of 2019. An annual inspection in 2022 found violations, including structures and cultivation outside of approved locations and unconfirmed sources and uses of water. A lack of responsiveness from the permit holder, Highway 36 Farms, was discussed in this exchange between Board Chair Rex Bone and Planning Director John Ford.
Nothing's been done.
That is correct, Chair. We brought this before the Board of Supervisors, I think a month ago, with the idea that the applicant or the permit holder had contacted us the day before the hearing and wanted to address the issues. They have not been addressed. We have attempted to contact the applicant. We have sent letters to the applicant. We've sent emails to the applicant. We've posted the site to make sure that we were communicating appropriately. And unless something's happened within the last 2 hours while I was sitting here, we've heard nothing. So our recommendation would be that because of the violations that exist on the site, and because of the lack of responsiveness of the applicant, that you find that the revocation is exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act, that you adopt the findings contained in the resolution.
Supervisors unanimously approved the revocation. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.